This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
We haven't talked about the Knicks in a while. The draft is next Wednesday, so 6 days away. Knicks draft number 8, so we'll see who they take. And now there's all these rumblings. And we'll get to CMT at 10:30 today, and lots still more to do. But let's spend a couple minutes at 800-919-3776. The three names being thrown out there the most, Chris Paul, and I don't know if that's realistic or not. I would think he would want to go to a Lakers or Clippers, and that's what the rumblings have been with him, certainly.
Don't rule out the Suns either.
Right. And I think all three, if I'm Chris Paul, I'd much rather go to all three of those places. Russell Westbrook and James Harden. So, Chris, we'll start with you. Are any of these three guys that if you were, because you're not, a fan of the Knicks that you would be interested in bringing in to try to reshape this organization?
Well, I mean, who wouldn't be interested in James Harden if you could get your hands on him? But that's a long shot. I don't think that's going to happen. I think James Harden has to be the priority for Houston, especially with a regime change. Steve Silas being the new head coach, and then Raphael Stone taking over for Daryl Morey. That's one of those things that I don't see them doing unless they're going to get significant pieces in return. If James Harden would go anywhere, I'd probably say you probably have a better chance at making something happen with the 76ers. So let's just take that off the board. And now it comes down to Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook. And of the two, I would have some interest in Chris Paul, but I just don't think Chris Paul is going to want to come to the Knicks. And even though he's got the prior relationship with Leon Rose as his representative, I don't see Chris Paul joining the Knicks at this stage in the Knicks program building. And when it comes to Russell Westbrook, I don't think that's what you need in terms of what you're trying to build here with the young players. Right now, the most important player on that team is R.J. Barrett. And if you add Russell Westbrook, I don't know that necessarily helps in his development along with Mitchell Robinson. I don't see that. Does Russell Westbrook bring star power? Hell yeah, he does. But how long before Russell Westbrook becomes disgruntled and upset because the team is doing a lot of losing? So that would be the one concern that I would have with Westbrook along with the injuries. And you saw him in the bubble. He had the quad injury in the bubble. You're talking about a 32-year-old player that relies on his athleticism in order to make plays. At least with Chris Paul, you feel like he can be effective even without having elite-level athleticism just because – in terms of playing the point guard position, there really hasn't been anybody better over the last decade. So I think Chris Paul is more of a natural fit in terms of what you need in order to get the best out of your young players, but I don't think that's going to be an option that the Knicks are afforded.
I think as far as culture building is concerned, I mean, I think that Chris Paul would be that guy. You saw what he did for Oklahoma City. But, I mean, I think he's more concerned about his legacy. And,
well, I think he wants a championship.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean, though. I mean, what winning a championship would do for his legacy. I mean, that's what he's looking to do. I don't think James Harden is a legitimate option. You know, who knows what they end up doing with him in Houston. You know, both are disgruntled. It seems like Westbrook is probably, of the two, the one most likely to be traded. And, Dave, I'll be honest. I mean, if the deal is the right deal, I would not mind seeing Russell Westbrook in a Knicks
jersey.
Really?
See,
at a certain point, you got to be competitive.
I don't want
at a certain point, you have to find a way to compete and win.
I agree with you. Chris said something that I agree with also. Does he make other guys better? Am I going to see a better version of R.J. Barrett or Mitchell Robinson or Kevin Knox or any of these guys? And can I read you his salaries, please?
Yeah, I know.
It's ugly, Dave.
You owe him almost $132 million. I get it.
It's ugly.
I mean, in 22-23, he's going to be making $47 million. His game is based off athleticism. He's not getting any younger. I don't want any part of it. I don't want any part of Russell Westbrook.
Where else are you spending the money?
You know what? I will draft.
I wouldn't mind buying Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors.
I would love that.
I wouldn't mind doing that at all. Guy that helped his team 2 years ago compete for a championship, plays the point guard position, highly competitive, been a part of a winning culture. I wouldn't mind a little bit of that with the Knicks at all. And it's not going to cost you as much as Westbrook or Chris Paul would.
Westbrook would come down to what you would have to give up to get him.
Which is next to nothing.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it'd be a lot.
Yeah.
With okay, that contract, but we don't know what the deal is. I mean, if that's the case, I would not mind seeing him in a New York Knicks jersey.
I just feel like Russell Westbrook casts a huge shadow for young players to try to develop under. I don't know if that's necessarily what you're looking for.
Yeah, but who knows how good those young players are going to be anyway?
No,
you mentioned two young players.
How many more years of
winning, you know, 17, 20 games a New York Knicks fan is going to take?
No, you're right, Rick.
While this develops.
But are you going to build your program around a 32-year-old Russell Westbrook? a guy that's...
You're not building your program around Russell Westbrook, but, I mean, he's still the guy.
So you're
going
to have to develop young players at some point. All I'm saying is his style of play going to afford you that opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I would still like to develop the young players and win, in like, teach them how to win some basketball games. I mean, Chris Paul would be the better option, but if he's not an option, I mean, at least you'd have some juice in the garden with Russell Westbrook.
You would have juice in the garden. He is an exciting player. He's going to give you moments, but is that what you like? Is that what you want? And maybe it is.
You want 27-8? I'll take 27-8. Give me 28-7-8.
Where am I going with him?
I guess that's
what does it matter? Where are you going? Period.
What you're trying to do is develop a program. That's what you're trying to do, and you're trying to utilize all of the resources that you got in the KP trade, all of the draft picks, and try to use that in order to jumpstart the rebuild. That's the objective. All I'm saying is, if you introduce a guy as polarizing as Russell Westbrook, knowing the style of play that he has, knowing that he doesn't want to be an off the ball guy, that he wants the ball in his hands, and that he's gonna dominate in terms of usage, how is that going to facilitate your young players being able to develop, being able to grow into the NBA and be contributors on a consistent winner? Like, that's the part that I don't know how that dynamic works. Now, maybe Russell Westbrook is open to being one of those mentors and helping those young guys along, you know, as long as he has the opportunity to have the ball in his hands more often than not. We know that he doesn't want to play with James Harden because of that reason. So maybe that's something that he's open to. I just, coming from Oklahoma City with Sam Presti as their general manager and doing a lot of winning there, and then going down to Houston and competing down there with championship aspirations, I just don't know what his attitude would be like coming to a New York Knicks organization that's clearly rebuilding, and a team that feels like, you know, there are ways away from being like a consistent playoff contender.
At some point, you have to. I mean, at some point, Knicks fans aren't going to continue to just be apathetic toward the team. I mean,
and you're right. But is that the answer? Would be my question.
The answer is they got to find a way to win some games, because that's also going to help. I mean, how many years have we spent saying the Knicks need to find something that can actually break down a defense?
Every year,
Russell Westbrook can break down a defense.
He can. Listen,
which
I'm
I would imagine
he
would
make you better.
Benefit.
Hit the broad side of a barn in terms of shooting.
Yeah, that's fine, but he's still gonna be by far the best player on your team.
He makes you a million times better. No one is having that argument.
But okay, then that's
am I gonna be a 34-win team now?
It's better than a 17-win team.
Is it? If you do it the right
yes.
way?
Yes, it is. Where else are you spending the money? At some point you need to have a star vouch for your team. And say it's okay to come play.
You think other stars are clamoring to play with Russell Westbrook, though?
No.
I'm not saying play with Russell Westbrook, but if Russell Westbrook has a great experience with the New York Knicks, that would go a long way. Would Chris Paul be better? Absolutely. But I don't think Chris Paul is a legitimate option. You're still talking about one of the most still one of the most athletic freaks in basketball with Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. He is. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying I don't know what it leads you to. Like, I thought they were going to organically
Where is what you're doing now lead you to? Where does what you're doing now lead you to?
We don't know where Leon Rose and Thibodeau are going to take this thing. We have no idea. Like, we don't know where they're going to go with this. But I do know this. At some point, you're going to have to start being able to develop your younger players. Like, when you have the third overall pick from a couple of years ago, you're going to have to develop that guy. When you find a diamond in the rough like Mitchell Robinson, you're going to have to try to foster his growth. You're going to try to do everything that you can to get him to realize his full potential. And to me, that's what the focus should be on. If you're going out and making a move to try to bring back Russell Westbrook, does he help you in that objective?
And I can't answer that question. Why are we pretending like Russell Westbrook cannot facilitate an offense? I mean, you're talking about a guy who's averaged a triple-double, which means that's double-digit assists that can break down a defense. I mean, is he what he used to be? No, he's not, but he's still pretty damn good. And he'd be by far the best player on your team.
No one's arguing that he'd by far be the best player.
You're trying to build this thing, but you're also trying to bring some juice to the franchise. I mean, how many more years are you going to sit through this?
You think in 2022-23, when he's making $47 million, you would have the conversation that you're glad Russell Westbrook is here?
No, at that point, probably not.
Right,
but
and that's what's scary.
But is Russell Westbrook going to want to be here by
that
point, too,
this year, next year, I'd be all about it. I really would.
I don't think beggars can be choosers at this point. I don't know how good RJ Barrett is.
Here's the thing, Rico. I guess
I'm pretty sure Kevin Knox isn't great. And Frank
Ntilikina
is not great.
I'm pretty sure
you got
about
two players. You got two players on your team. All right,
I'm pretty sure about that too. But I guess my whole question, Rick, is it's not just the fit is one thing, but also the personality that you're getting as well. And I'm not saying that Russell Westbrook is a bad guy because I don't.
Yeah, but
think
you
he
need
is.
An alpha on this team. You need somebody as competitive as Russell Westbrook. You need that. This team has been so soft for so many years.
I think that's
give me
okay.
With some
I think
grit.
That's okay. I think that's okay when it comes to having, you know, some other veterans in that locker room to kind of balance it out, to round it out. But with a bunch of young guys and Russell Westbrook, I just don't feel like that's the right move, man. I really don't. Like, I get exactly what you're saying. You need somebody to be able to teach these young guys, somebody that has that toughness, somebody that can help you shift the culture. And you know, Russell Westbrook might be that for the right team. I just don't feel like he's going to be that guy for this particular Knicks team just because you got a whole lot of young guys that are trying to find their way. And I don't know that Russell Westbrook is going to have the patience or the temperament to be able to help them do that.
There is no particular Knicks team at the moment. This is not a team. This is a bunch of mismatched pieces that can't win basketball games. You have two young players on this team that you could actually see being part of your long-term future. Two. That's it.
And you don't even know what they'll be.
No idea.
But I at least like to give myself the chance to find out. And
but
I
you still need
Russell,
a point guard, though. But you still need somebody. You still need someone to
I'm not
the
arguing.
Offense.
Listen, I'm not. You don't have to scream at me or raise your voice to make your point. I hear exactly what you're saying. You can tone
you
it down
saying,
a little bit.
Keep,
I got what you're saying. I know you,
keep
you need
saying
a point
the same
guard.
Thing.
What I am saying is you can have other options out there. To me, I would prefer the Fred VanVleet option as opposed to the Russell Westbrook option because of the money, number one, but also because of his age and because of the fit. I've seen Fred VanVleet as a role player with the Toronto Raptors, and he was damn good in the postseason. Being able to add a little bit of that at a much lower number, to me, that's more appealing than what you're talking about.
Yeah, but the reason why Russell Westbrook could be a possibility for the New York Knicks isn't because he would necessarily choose to be a New York Knick. Like, if he was a free agent, he wouldn't choose to be a New York Knick because no one chooses to be a New York Knick.
Okay, that's great. So you're making my point
so
for me.
No,
how is
why,
he going to feel about
like Fred,
wanting to
so,
come here?
So why are you pretending like Fred VanVleet is going to choose to be a New York Knick?
Because he's going to get paid. Because the New York Knicks could probably be willing to pay more money to him than he would get somewhere else in the NBA.
See, I don't know.
Because this
but,
is a guy that's talking
truth.
About he wants to cash out. That's what you're going to have to do. When you have a bad program, you're going to have to overspend. We have this conversation about the Jets all the time. You're going to have to pay above market value in comparison to the rest of the teams in the league. That's what it is.
Yeah, because you're the Knicks.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm agreeing with you that you absolutely need a point guard. I'm just saying in terms of the fit, the mentality, the overall temperament, I don't know that introducing Russell Westbrook to this particular team is the way to go.
Yeah, but you could have said the same thing. Did you think that introducing Jimmy Butler to the Miami Heat was a good fit? With how many teammates hate Jimmy Butler?
With Pat Riley, yeah. With Pat Riley, yeah. Yeah.
Well, how do you know? You're saying with Pat Riley, you got a new head coach. You got a completely new – the organization is completely new. Did anyone think that was going to work out well?
Well, Pat Riley always has a consistent winning team. They're always in the playoffs. So, like, if you're Jimmy Butler and you want to win at the highest level, yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. The Knicks ain't nowhere near the playoffs. And that's where Russell Westbrook is used to playing. So how is he going to feel if you make a trade and bring him over here? Is he going to be on board with that? Is he going to want to be here?
Does Russell Westbrook, I mean, does he necessarily want to win a championship? Or does he like being the alpha dog on his team?
All I'm saying is if you've been a part of winning programs, you don't want to go to a team that's losing.
Yeah, but he was part of the reason they broke up a winning program in Oklahoma City. So how much does he really want to be a part of a winning program? Or does he want to be the guy on his team? Because if he wants to be the guy on his team, then listen, there'll be no question he'll be the guy on the New York Knicks.
And the second guy. And the third guy.
And I find it hard to believe that Fred VanVleet is going to leave an organization that's as well-run as Toronto is and choose the New York Knicks. We're not looking for participants. We're not looking for willing participants in with the Knicks. We're trying to get hostages at this point. That's where we're at.
I understand your point, and I understand your point, but I
you
I
keep talking about money. You have to find someone to spend the money on. And currently, no one wants to be a New York
Russell
Knick.
Westbrook.
But who? Who wants to be a New York Knick? Tell me.
I'll wait. I'll wait it
for
out.
For what?
If it means another crappy year, then it means another crappy year.
How many more crappy years are you going to deal with? How many?
Whatever it takes. You know what? I have to believe now that Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau and this regime know what they're doing.
You believe in Leon Rose? You believe in Leon Rose?
I don't know.
You just lived it with Brody Van Wagenen. Now you're all in with Leon Rose?
Come on. No, I'm not all in, but I'd like to at least slowly build this thing rather than just bring in. What does Russell Westbrook do for me? He makes me more competitive, and God knows what else he does. Does he stunt the growth of some of these other young guys? He very well might.
What growth?
I'd like to see.
You don't have another point guard you're developing? If it was a situation where you had a point guard that he would take the ball away from, I would agree with you 100%. You don't. You don't have a point guard.
You don't.
You don't think that Russell Westbrook breaking down a defense is going to be to R.J. Barrett's benefit? Or Mitchell Robinson's benefit?
Then now I'm locked into this guy.
Well, I don't know where else you're spending your money.
Well, I'd like to see.
It takes
away your flexibility for future years because you don't know what other opportunities might come across. You just don't know. You just don't know, but you got a hell of a lot of draft picks, and you'll have a bunch of cap space because of the expiring contracts. So is trading for Russell Westbrook, is the value proposition worth taking away future flexibility? That's a part of the equation as well. I don't know.
I don't know if it takes away from flexibility.
I don't think so, just looking at it, but I could be wrong.
If it doesn't cost you anything to get him, you're not paying anyone else.
Yeah, it's not going to cost you anything. You're probably talking about one of those late first-round picks that you got from the Mavericks. Probably what it'll cost you.
All right, you're not paying anyone else. Does it really affect your flexibility? I don't think it does. At least add some excitement, man.
It would add excitement.
Well, you can't say taking on 3 years, $131 million doesn't affect your flexibility, because it does. That would be disingenuous. It does. Yeah, it takes away possibilities. It does. But we don't know what those possibilities are going to be. We have no idea, but it does. So you can't make that argument.
I mean, how flexible do you need to be, though? I mean, there's no one banging down the door to be a New York Knick at the moment.
Well, I mean, you hired a guy that used to be an agent as the president of your organization. So you think that it's about being able to have relationships with players that become disgruntled in places around the NBA. So maybe this Russell Westbrook possibility is just the first of many. Maybe it's the only one that you come across over the next couple of years. We have no idea. But the Knicks are employing somebody because he does have an idea and he does know what guys around the league are looking for.
We hope.
Yes, well, that's your cross. We don't know. We don't know anything.
That's your advantage if you hire an agent as your team president. If he can't do that well, then I don't know why you even went that direction.
That's right. That's the hope, is that he goes in there and he can sell what the Knicks are potentially going to be. And we don't know. We don't have the answer.
Yeah, but unfortunately with that plan, you're at the mercy of what ends up happening with those supposed disgruntled players.
Correct.
Like how much if all of a sudden Chris Paul ends up on Phoenix, like is Devin Booker still disgruntled? Probably not, especially with how good they were in the bubble. Like that could change in an instant. Like you never know.
You don't.
Like I would like to hold
that hope that Devin Booker, one of these guys.
You can only hold out for so long, man. I can't – listen, maybe I'm just speaking for myself. I can't take winning 17, 20 games every season. I can't do it. I just can't do it anymore. It's no fun. It's not fun to watch.
No one enjoys it. It's terrible.
It's not. They're not a tough team to play against. There's no fight.
They're the laughing stock of the NBA.
I will say this, though, Rico, with Russell Westbrook's style of play – when he falls off that cliff, whenever that happens, that's going to be a precipitous drop. And you don't want no part of that. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen over the next 3 years. I'm not going to forecast that. But all I'm saying is this. For a guy that relies on his athleticism and a guy that's shown, okay, even in the postseason this year with the quad injury, like, there are signs. Do you want to be left holding the bag when that happens?
No. If he's playing 34 games in 2 years from now and you're paying him $47 million, God, no. But I don't know if that's the case.
You don't know if that's the case, but at a certain point, I mean, you're still at some point you're going to have to take a risk.
Yeah, you're right. Is that player worth the risk that we're talking about at 3 years, $132 million?
I would think it would have to do with how much Thibs values winning to help building his program. If he feels like the more games they win, the better it is for the culture inside that locker room, mm-hmm. then maybe you make that decision. Maybe it'd be nice for these young players to see what it actually looks like to compete every single night.
You're right. Maybe it will.
Now, that's the one thing you can't argue about Russell Westbrook. He brings it to the arena every
single night. Love watching
that
him
play. That guy always keeps the battery in his back. He's always charged up. He's always ready to go. That's the one thing I appreciate for him. He always makes sure the fans get their money's worth. But there are a lot of questions. And I keep going back to this because I don't want to make Russell Westbrook sound like a bad guy. I don't think he's a bad guy. I actually appreciate his mentality. I just don't know how that works with young players, how that's going to work with Thibodeau in terms of what he wants to do program building wise.
Maybe
and knowing that they're probably going to lose a lot of games. I don't know if Russell Westbrook is going to be on board with that. You never know until you actually see it. And we haven't seen Russell Westbrook do a hell of a lot of losing. More often than not, that dude is in the postseason.
It feels like Russell Westbrook is fine if he's surrounded with people that want to compete the way he wants to compete. And I feel about the Chris Paul the same thing. I mean, Chris Paul had a hard time with the Clippers because he didn't feel like the guys around him were as focused on winning as he was.
Mm-hmm.
Like Blake Griffin was more of, you know, just happy to, you know, be playing in the NBA and being a celebrity. That's not who Chris Paul is. I don't think that's who Russell Westbrook is.
If you told me this was for Chris Paul, I would be all on board.
Yeah, I would be on board with it for Chris Paul. And then it's 2 years, $85 million, as opposed to 3 years, $131 million. So, right. Yeah, I would be on board with it if it's Chris Paul. But it's probably not going to be Chris Paul. Just because he'll have other options.
Right.
That are more attractive.
Why in the world would he want to come here?
Yeah.
Well, especially, you got Phoenix as an option. Apparently.
When your fallback option is the Suns.
Milwaukee sounds like an
Suns,
option.
The Suns, the Lakers, the Clippers.
Milwaukee, the Clippers. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no reason you would want to. Sports Center at the Masters is on ESPN-TV all morning long with official coverage of the 2020 Masters beginning at 1 o'clock. Can't wait for one. Head to ESPN Plus now and start streaming featured groups. Amen Corner, featured holes, and much, much more. Featured groups on the course now. Looks like it's about to start, actually.
10:30.
Bryson DeChambeau, yeah. John Rahm. Oh, I see he put this name in there just for me. I'm going to try it, Rick. You tell me, all right? You ready?
Yeah, go.
Louis Oosthuizen.
Good, perfect.
Nice. Tiger Woods, Shane Lowry, and Andy Ogletree teeing off at 11:27. You got Bubba Watson, Matthew Wolff, and Tommy Fleetwood teeing off at 11:38. Your buddy, Francesco Molinari, Billy Horschel, Cameron Smith. To get this coverage all weekend long, head to ESPNplus.com right now to subscribe. Also, today on ESPN Daily, as we make our way through this MLB offseason, Jeff Passan joins the show to bring us the latest on news from around the league on ESPN Daily. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcast. All right, you ready with CMT? I'm sure you are. Let's get there and hang on.
No, let's go some calls first. I mean,
let's get to a couple of Nick's calls and then we'll get to CMT. Edwin in Jersey. Edwin, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
I'm actually in Chelsea, but it's okay.
Okay. Well, either way.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning,
I apologize for Dave. Sorry about that.
Yes, it's my fault.
Good morning, guys. See, no days off. Love it. It's definitely a discussion. It's hot topic time. I do understand where you guys are coming from in regards to not giving up the farm when it comes to books and also the player development in regards to Russell Westbrook. I believe the Knicks must not give up a first-round draft pick for Russell Westbrook, even though it's what we know as a weak draft. But it also will also help us if we can get a Killian Hayes, the best player available, or even a Cole Anthony to back up point guard to development. Canty, I understand what you're coming from, but like Michael Kay says, you know, cap space is just there. You know, we can't really do anything until that time comes. And I'm tired of being the Knicks. I'm tired of being the bargaining chip. You know, Knicks is always in that discussion.
So you're kind of on both sides, Edwin. Where do you want to go here? Would you pull the trigger and make a trade for him or not?
Yes, and I'm getting to Rick's point. I agree with Rick. I think we should sign him, and if we could trade for him, I think he's good because.
What do you mean? He's under contract.
He means trade for him.
Okay.
Signed World Wide West this offseason is one of the key things. I believe he'll be great for Westbrook. He knows the stars. He knows the celebrities. He knows Fifth Avenue. And I think it'll be a great fit for him. And plus, last point, guys, before I go, Battle of New York. You got Kevin Durant over there, and you're going to have Westbrook over here. I have to listen.
Appreciate the phone call.
Well, I mean, that's the great thing about our station. We got a lot of different opinions. I just so happen to disagree with where Rick is at and where Michael is at with it. But, you know, my thing is I feel like you do have to address the position. There are going to be options for you to address the position that come down to just money. And then you're able to preserve some future possibilities with the cap space that you will have because of all the expiring contracts and all of the draft picks. So my thing is you try to find the happy medium. I don't know that you necessarily have to jump out of the window in year one with Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau for Russell Westbrook. And at 3 years, $131 million, I feel like that's exactly what you'd be doing.
It's a lot of money. And I don't, you know, the World Wide West, you've done this and you've done this. You could have.
You didn't need World Wide West to take on Russell Westbrook's contract.
You could have you running the point there and you could get him. They would love to get rid of him. Mario and maybe Jersey City. Mario, you're next on 98.7.
How's it going, guys? Love all you guys. Rick has been hitting his points like hitting the nail right over the head. Basically, one point I didn't hear Rick make, Russell, after KD left, he was on a team with no stars. Oladipo came, and then you heard Oladipo say when he left that Russell kind of elevated his game. Another point, same thing, like beggars can't be choosers. 2 years ago, Butler was available. Nobody wanted him. They said he was a bad team player, all this. He went to Miami to go to the finals. And pretty much no name players except Dragic, and he was injured. So why can't we, you know, get Russell, have this team work hard, you know, have him elevate their games. Now you got Thibodeau, same thing. He's a hard worker. I think he's the perfect fit. Like, this is pretty much, like, you guys, Knicks fans kind of want, like, a big three to show up on their doorstep. You got to take what you can get, and this is perfect for them.
You lost me with the no-name players that Jimmy Butler was with in Miami. Bam Adebayo is an all-star.
Yeah,
Tyler Herro is a developing star. Like, I get what you're saying. I get the
Tyler Herro's a rookie, man. I mean, let's not get carried away.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's,
but
that's what he
did
meant.
You see what Tyler Herro did in the bubble?
No, I did. But that, yeah, Tyler Herro, before you saw it, no one knew.
Is an emerging young player that's going to be really good in this league. It's not like Jimmy Butler just had some cast of characters down there in Miami. Let's not do that. Okay, if we're going to talk about it, let's be factual about it. There's nobody here like Jimmy Butler knew
going to Miami that Tyler Herro was going to be
where's a Bam Adebayo with the New York Knicks roster right now? Please show me. Is there another all-star on the Knicks roster right now?
You just named one player.
All I'm saying.
You named one guy.
Yeah, okay. Where's Goran Dragic on the Knicks roster right now?
I don't think his point was that this New York Knicks team all of a sudden with Russell Westbrook could end up in the NBA Finals.
But you're talking about Jimmy Butler getting the Miami Heat to the NBA Finals.
He meant that it could work. He misspoke. He did not mean that all of a sudden Russell Westbrook would come to the New York Knicks and would elevate this team to that level.
Okay.
He meant that the stigma around Jimmy Butler was he was a bad teammate.
Yeah, and that's coming off of his time in Minnesota when he was with Karl Anthony Towns and Wiggins. That didn't
Correct.
Work out. Then he ended up going to Philly, and it didn't work out with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
I think it definitely worked out with Joel Embiid.
Yeah,
I don't know about Ben Simmons.
Well, it didn't work. They ended up moving off of him because they didn't feel
which
like
was a
it
mistake,
could work.
Which was a huge mistake.
Yeah, now
I'm agreeing with you. I think that was a mistake. Maybe Ben Simmons is the guy that they should move off of, and that might be a possibility this offseason. All I'm saying is we have no idea what it's going to look like with Russell Westbrook with young players. And with a guy as temperamental as Russ is, I can't feel great about taking on that kind of commitment, knowing that there is the potential for the downside of this to be really, really bad in terms of affecting the growth of the two young guys that I would like to see what they could become.
All right, before we get to CMT, I want to remind you, you can listen to us anywhere. Click Listen Live at ESPNNewYork.com. Find 98.7 ESPN on the ESPN app or the TuneIn app, or simply tell your smart speaker, play 98.7 ESPN at 98.7 ESPN New York. We go where you go, and we go to CMT. And we go.
We're going.
CMT.
Here we are.
Welcome to CMT.
And there it is, there. Keying up the music. New studio.
Oh, listen. A lot of.
I don't want to make excuses. It's a reason. Not an excuse. It's a reason. It's a new studio. All right, here we go. Week 10 NFL. Which Week 10 matchup gets you the most excited? Now, I'm not saying if you're a Mets fan, Steve Cohen excited, because that's not...
That's a different level.
That's a different kind of level. Yeah, that's not totally. this kind of week. I'm going to give you, this is a good quarterback matchup, young quarterbacks. I'm going to give you the Los Angeles Chargers at the Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. at the LA Rams. And then I'm going to give you Lamar Jackson, and apparently everyone knows what they're running on every play, Baltimore Ravens at the New England Patriots.
Oof. All right. That's a Sunday night game, too, I think, that Baltimore-New England. I'm going to trash that.
Really?
Garbage, yeah.
Garbage.
I think New England is bad. I think Baltimore
that could end up being a good game.
I hope so. I do. But I just, I mean, with the lack of weapons on New England and Baltimore against that defense, I don't think it's going to be all that competitive. I might even take that game.
Ooh.
This week in one of my
Let me know
picks.
Now.
Yeah.
Let me know now.
Let you know tomorrow. so I'm going to trash Baltimore, New England. I'm going to cuddle the Chargers in Miami.
And
the reason I won't marry that is just because I have a team of 2-6, so I can't marry 2-6, although I am excited to see Herbert and Tua. And I will, Mr. Unlimited, I will marry him.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry
Seattle Rams. It's a battle for first place in the NFC West. That's where I would like to, that's what I'd like to marry, yes.
Yeah, I would like to go into this elaborate, soliloquy about how I would disagree with Dave on this, but I don't. I agree across the board.
Hey, guys.
You guys are like an alliance at this point.
Well, I mean, when we agree.
You guys are
pretty
sleepy.
Trust me, if we don't agree on something, you will hear about it.
All right, here we go. Upset alert. Upset alert for week 10.
Upset alert. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you Cincinnati at the Pittsburgh Steelers. I know it sounds crazy. Got some COVID stuff going on with
Cincinnati's
Pittsburgh.
Cincinnati's played well.
I'm going to give you Arizona up against Buffalo. And I'm going to give you Houston going to Cleveland.
Where's that Arizona-Buffalo game?
That's in Arizona.
Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said Arizona versus Buffalo as opposed to when I said Cincy at Pitt.
Okay. Now, can I make a point? Arizona favored in that game.
No, I understand, but they just lost to Miami.
Okay. All right. Buffalo and then what's your third game?
Houston-Cleveland.
Houston-Cleveland. All right, Chris, you're up.
All right, I'm going to marry Arizona.
If it was socially acceptable,
beating
I would
the Bills. I don't know if that would be a huge upset. I think both of those teams are right there, but the fact that the Bills are coming off of two emotional wins over the Patriots and then over the Seahawks and how they dismantled them, they could be flying high and be due for a dose of reality. I think they find that in the desert, so I'll marry that one. I will. Let's see here. I guess I'll cuddle the Texans upsetting the Browns just because I'm not sold on Baker Mayfield as a quarterback. I just there's something about it that just seems a little bit off. When your game plan going into it is let's try to limit the amount of throws our quarterback makes, let's try to run the football and lean on our offense that way. I don't know, man. I guess that could set you up for a potential upset when you're going up against a guy as talented as Deshaun Watson. So I'll cuddle that one, and then I will I'll trash Cincy upsetting the Steelers. If the Steelers were going to get upset, it was going to happen last week down in Dallas. I don't think they'll lay another stinker like they did in back-to-back weeks, so I'll trash that one.
All right, it's legitimate, and it's wonderful, and it will upset Rick. I agree across the board. I could not agree with you more, Chris. I think you knocked him off.
I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done.
Well, you got to ask better.
There doesn't need to be a secret.
Arizona's favorite to win the game.
Find better questions. Find better questions when you're doing two CMTs a week. You find better questions and come back.
Listen, people are lined up right now with questions on Twitter.
Maybe just disagree. You got people in the business saying that
I can't disagree.
Tom Brady's been better than Pat Mahomes. Seems to be working for him. You can't disagree on one CMT.
I don't disagree, and I'm not going to force disagreement. I'm sorry.
Fake it then. Be creative.
Won't do it.
Start your team with a quarterback, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, or Mr. Burrow.
We're gonna differ here.
Oh, here we go. I'm sure
we're gonna differ here.
I'm sure you won't.
I'm going to marry Kyler Murray.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
I think he is the way of the future at the quarterback position. And the thing I love about him the most, he doesn't take any hits. If you watch him, he has this innate ability just avoid hits. I will cuddle Joe Burrow.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
And I will trash the MVP of the NFL from last
garbage
season.
Garbage.
One Lamar Randolph Jackson. Woo! Trash.
You're trashing Lamar Jackson?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I told you he disagreed.
Dave, he's not even faking this one. This is real.
No, I'm being sincere.
I can't believe you're doing that.
I think the bloom is off the rose here with this one.
All right. I hear what you're saying. And because it's the Baltimore Ravens, this makes it unfortunate, but I actually agree with you.
No,
I'm with you on that one.
Now
the one we're going to disagree on, the one we're going to disagree on is the Kyler and the Joey B one. I love Joey B. Everything about him. Like, he's got some moxie. He's got that it factor. But the most important thing is the kid can consistently win from the pocket. I think he's got a little more wiggle than people give him credit for, but he's never going to be confused with Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson. But the one thing that we found out is once we get in the postseason, the game changes. And I just feel like if the Cincinnati Bengals as an organization surround Joe Burrow with enough talent where he can get to the postseason, I think this kid has got something. Like, Joey B could potentially compete for championships. I think he's that good. So I'll marry him and I'll cuddle Kyler.
Bombs and
hilarious. All right, here we go. Last one for me because you guys disgust me. Best Thanksgiving side. I'm taking stuffing out of it because I consider that the main course. I love stuffing that much. I'm going to give you a delicious, properly mashed potato. Properly. Not all gummed up. I'm going to give you some candied yams, or I'm going to give you some macaroni and cheese. Tell me your favorite Thanksgiving side.
Mashed potato, candied yams, and what do we got?
Some mac and cheese.
Oh, well. I mean, you have to marry the mac and cheese.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry
them. It's got to be done right. We're not talking about box mac and cheese.
Of course not.
We're talking about taking time.
Yeah, don't be disrespectful.
Making sure you're doing it the right way. So I'm going to marry the mac and cheese. I'm going to cuddle the candy games.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
And I'm going to trash the mashed potatoes.
Look at this garbage! Look at this garbage!
All right, we're going to have a little disagreement here as well. I'm going to, I agree. I mean, the mac and cheese is such a delight. I'll marry it.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
I will cuddle the mashed potatoes.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
And this is not meant as disrespect, although you may take it as such. I love the candy yam, but in this trio, it will be trashed.
Wow.
Look at this garbage.
My wife would not be happy.
I'm not trying to make friends. I'm trying to give honest answers.
No, nothing better than some good yams.
All right. I didn't realize Candy was a yam cuddler, but you find out something new every single day. All right, Dave. That is
love the yams. I'm big on
Santi,
the yams.
Do we have 45 seconds to run through two or three? No, we don't. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow on a Football Friday. The K Show's 20 and 20 contest continues today, 3 o'clock. The Michael K Show has talked to all the biggest sports celebrities in the game. They'll play an audio clip of one. If you recognize the voice, you call in. They're very easy, baby-like, really, and then you win when you get it correct. Make sure you're listening for your chance at 20 great prizes over 20 days to make your home life a little bit more enjoyable. Today, the guys are giving away a Sonos Move portable Wi-Fi speaker. It's a 20 and 20 contest brought to you by PC Richard & Son, Kansas City Steak, The Bartesian, Premium Cocktails on Demand, and, of course, the good folks right here at 98.7 ESPN. Do either of you guys want to partake in the Thursday night football game, Colts and Titans?
I'm all set.
You want no
Yeah,
part?
I'm out. No, yeah, I don't want to ruin, I don't want to ruin well. The...
Yeah, I can't handle the Thursday. You know, it's just...
Then tomorrow will be ruined if I get it wrong.
Exactly. The night, the all the way up until Sunday at 1. Enjoy the golf today, Rick. I hope you have
a great time
watching it.
Absolutely.
DCR is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. Catch them weekday mornings at 9 on 98.7 ESPN.